afternoon and welcome to everyone. My name is Sibongozo Tshabalala, Section Manager of Committees, and I am here representing the Secretary to Parliament in terms of Rule 129 in the requirement that a committee at its first meeting elects one of its members in chairman of that committee. And it must be my sole responsibility today to facilitate the process of election of the chairperson of the respective committee. So without wasting time, I will call for nominations for chairperson of the other committee.
Thank you, sir. My name is Doris Lawute. I hereby nominate the Honorable Cedric Folik to be the chairperson of the ARGO committee.
Thank you, Honorable Cedric Lawute. I will call for a second.
My name is Dr. Matona Zaha. I second the nomination of the Honorable Cedric Folik.
Thank you, Honorable Zaha. Let me then ask the nominee if the nominee accepts the nomination. Any other nomination?
Yes, sir. Sorry, before we go on to this, if you recollect at the last meeting, there was some discussion around our inability to elect a chairperson owing to some confusion around the exact terms of reference and scope of this investigation. I wondered whether it would be possible for us to receive a report back on progress.
Thank you, Mr. Tshabalala. As the ANC, we still reaffirm our resolution that we took in the House, that all the relevant reports will be dealt with in the meeting that will follow. So what we are doing today, we are electing the chairperson of which we have already dealt with it now. So the relevant document will be looked at, and we dealt with this issue outside the meeting with the chief whip of all the parties. So your chief whip was there, Honorable Member. We dealt with these issues. We clarify which report are we talking about. No report will be excluded. I thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Member. If I may take this opportunity just to make a point, I should have made it. I just want to make a quick point that the role and the scope of the chairperson, as I am speaking here now, is very limited. And it is limited to facilitating an election of a chairperson of the committee and nothing more. So with that role and that capacity, I am not in a position to facilitate interaction on the substance of the matter that this committee must be, but to deal with matters that can regard the election of chairperson. So I would request the amendment, if possible, for us to limit our discussion to issues around election of chairperson, if it is important. Honorable Member Felt asked a question about the meeting from last week, and the Honorable Member provided a response to the question. And I do see already that the ICC has been coming up. And I'm going to be a noted Honorable Malema and Honorable Malema. But I would really propose that we limit our discussion to the issue of election. Just in terms of the rules and the scope and capacity of the chairperson is which is the
No, thanks, Chair. I really find what you are doing very disrespectful, because we attend the meeting here with an understanding of what is going on board. And it would have been correct for you to take us through of what is in the process, or to give the Deputy Chief that opportunity to take us through, and on the basis of that, then move to the next item. Because you ought to be, like you are saying, extremely careful and not to be confused with a partisan politics. Because as it were, it looks like you had a briefing from the other side on how you are going to proceed here today. And we are not going to agree with that type of understanding. We left here, we said the matter is going back to the House, and people must learn to respect and be loyal to the decisions of their own meeting. adjourn this meeting and said we'll come back and elect the chairperson. We said the matter is going to be referred back to the plenary, and then a mandate of this committee is going to be thoroughly outlined by the plenary, and that is not okay. And therefore, to come back and maneuver us in a manner in which you just did now, it's unacceptable.
Thank you, Chairperson. If I get this matter correct, at the last meeting, we agreed the fact that this matter would be brought back into a committee that would then amend the very terms of reference of this committee. The feedback that my chief whip has given to us is that, noting the statement that was made by the chief whip of the ANC during the sitting at which this question was put forward, that be attached to the terms of reference that was then signed off by the House. I think it would be proper for us to in fact say both those documents must be in place so that as a starting point we can say the amendment from the House plus, as the chief of the ANC cited, a number of key documents that those be included. Then that establishes the terms of reference and we were quite comfortable that that becomes the way forward. But to then ignore the whole conversation and then begin at a starting point is a difficult one for us.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. I think one is that there is another thing in terms of the last meeting. The agreement was that as well. The resolution of the House together with a handout copy. And my understanding is that after the discussion that happened with the chief whip of all parties, and I don't think that, and I want to really defend now and defend the Chairperson, there is no focusing between the ruling party and staff members. Out of the discussions of political parties, they will be briefed by the presiding officer of the agreement of the political parties. Hence, Mr. Shabana will move into a meeting and say this is going to change more. Because the other thing is that political party chief would take a mandate and brief the people who are sitting in the board to say, like we've been briefed, our chief whip, to say this is the agreement and this is how we're going to proceed. And my understanding, what we could just ascertain from Mr. Shabana, are the copies of Hansard available to distribute for members? So that we all agree that together with the resolution, copy of Hansard, which is listing all those documents, is available at the proceeding of the day. We shouldn't be missing people.
Okay, thank you for that, Honorable Kambai. I will take you, Honorable Chairman, and Honorable Chairman, so that you can go on. I should respond quickly to the question.
Thank you, Mr. Shabalala. Like I said, we had a meeting with the chiefs of all the opposition parties where we agreed in that meeting that the copy of the Hansard would be made available for everyone. The copy of the Hansard is available. So there's no need for us to panic because it's there, it's clear, it clarifies exactly what we resolved on that day in the National Assembly. So today what we are doing, we are going to get that answer.
What we are doing now is that we continue with the election of the chairperson if there are further nominations. The answers, the copies are available. I thought that after meeting with the chairperson, they are going to take that message back to their members, because the members of the different parties who are here, they were not part of that meeting. We were clear of what we were saying. We will not go back on our way. So that is why when we come here, we did what we have to do, that we were expected to do, to elect the chairperson. The copy of the Hansard is here before us, so there's nothing that we will hide. Thank you.
Honorable Malema, you had up, and I'm hoping that we continue with the discussion, especially the proposal by the
Honorable Kumbai, what is the first name? We should have started with what she said, and not what Honorable Matole said. First, as part of the feedback, all of us should agree with that logic. I don't know why we're arguing that. In the last meeting when we left, this is how we agreed, and following that agreement, the Chief Whip's Forum has met and therefore resolved that we must provide you with copies of the Hansard. On top of what you have already received. Then we receive that and agree that this is in order, then proceed with the elections of the chairperson. We don't start at the end. We start from the beginning where we concluded that we must do certain things. So we have no problem. Let us receive the copies of the answers, then proceed with the business of the meeting.
I think this meeting needs some feedback that was indicated in terms of what happened. And the whole question of Hansard is not just a question of the topics of Hansard are available. That's not what the question is about. We discussed that as inputs, and it was agreed that what was in Hansard was given indication of what was decided by the House when the resolution was not ready. So Hansard is made available not just as a reference document, but was agreed that it will form part of the documentation in front of the committee. In other words, it should be attached to the resolution adopted and then becomes part of the documents of the committee, and then there should be no problem with this. Based on the work.
consider a draft program to look at the dates, because honorable members, all of you are part of portfolio committees as well, and look at the dates when this committee can meet, keeping in mind also that we do have committee meetings aligned to us to complete this work by the end of October.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. I just want to add one report that you left out, the Interministerial Committee report. We started the investigation. Thank you.
Yes, Honourable Members, I just mentioned the report of the Joint Standing Committee of Intelligence that was originally entrusted to process that report. So that report, before you enter the JSCI, will also be made available.
Thank you, Chairperson. I want to understand whether noting that the committee will have powers to subpoena, whether or not would it not be key and prudent that in our first meeting we'd be able to, so that we can do the appropriate time of shaping the relevant member, that we can ensure that that is agreed in principle, and that perhaps maybe the committee can agree as to who the person must come and serve before this committee subpoena, as I said, a whole, that they have power not included.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm partly covered by Honourable Sin on the issue of subpoenaing people. We cannot discuss that now without us dealing with the reports and the relevant documents before the committee. So let's deal with that matter when that time comes. But our role is to look into the reports and the response of the President. If responded according to the recommendations made to those reports, so we take it from there. So subpoenaing people, it will mean that we are opening investigations. Our role is not to be open and ended investigations. Investigations have already been done. So can we move forward from today from this matter, Honourable Chairperson, because this meeting was meant for us to elect the Chairperson, nothing else.
Hello, Malema. You'll be the last one at this point so that you can
proceed. Chair, I think that we shouldn't be patient like that. I mean, you introduced the subject of documents, and then Musi is taking it further that based on those documents, you must also consider the issue of subpoenaing people. You can't talk about the timetable without talking about subpoenaing people, because it informs your timetable if you are going to have interactions with people. So, and if in principle we agree that we're going to have to subpoena people, then we'll know what the time we need to conclude this matter. I'm of a view, Chair, that perhaps we need to allow you and your people time to go and look at all the necessary documents which you think are sufficient to make the work of this committee easy. And then propose the next meeting with those documents having been forwarded for us. And then in the next meeting, we then agree if there are certain individuals that must be invited to come and speak to the board. We don't do investigation. There might be some form of clarity which President Zuma will us, let's get the documents first, and not limit those documents to what you have forwarded to us. If there is still extra document that members feel it will be of the necessity to help this committee, we can come to the next meeting, give it to you to also consider. And having gone through your documents, some of us will come and say, we think the following people would have to be subpoenaed to come and appear before the committee. We are not delaying anything. We are responding to what you said. And if people from your side say you are delaying, then that is a much matter. We thought you are doing well.
Thank you, Honourable Malema. So, Honourable Members, I allowed that I specifically, because of the nature of the discussions that preceded this meeting and what happened in the previous meeting, thought it's important to reiterate what was said by the chief of the majority party in the National Assembly. They all relevant materials, documents, reports. Those were just a few that I've mentioned. The Honourable Singh and Lakuri is correct. I don't want to prolong further discussion on this matter. Suffice to say, Honourable Members, suffice to say that we must not use this word subpoena like. Subpoena comes at the end of a process. Parliament will exercise, and this panel committee will exercise its powers in line with Rule 138. And first, if the need arise, invite people to attend. Right? You don't start with a subpoena. So let us not leave this meeting with the understanding that you'll arrive next week with a list of names to be subpoenaed to this committee. That is not going to happen. Honourable Malema referred to the process that will happen now. All relevant documents that is available will be copied and it will be sent to all the members of the committee. You will take your time to read it, and next week, after consultation, of course, we decide on a day which will probably be after sitting out, after sitting of the House, so that we can have this discussion and deliberation on exactly the extent and the scope of the work that needs to be done. Agreed? Thank you, Honourable Members. You will receive the documents in due course.